Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Healing School. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I am so excited that you have joined us this morning as we continue the series called the Healing School. Because it is God's will that we walk in the divine health of God. For God did send his word, Jesus, to the earth and to be that sacrifice to purchase back that the enemy had stolen in the fall. He purchased our redemption. Glory to God. That's our freedom from sickness and disease, our freedom from lack, poverty, financial defilement, and debt, our freedom from sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, and accidents. That's a part of the package that was purchased for us. Well, let's pray. Father, we give you great praise. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving. For you are God, and above you there is none else. You are God that does not change. You are God that's doing the same thing that you did when Jesus walked the earth. And so we give you great praise. Father, I thank you that your word is anointed, and I already anointed. I thank you, Father, that your anointing rests upon me, that I might speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy, and that your word will go deep within our hearts and bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. Now, in the name of Jesus, we do speak to the enemy. We bind you from hindering the word from going forth or from the word being received. In Jesus' name, you are bound. So therefore, turning our attention back to you, God, we give you great praise for the word of God that will come forth by the power of your mighty spirit in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Well, glory to God. Again, it's exciting to look into the word to see what God has done through the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is now seated at the right hand of the Father. And if you are born again, you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You are there, seated in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, at the right hand of the Father. And this is where you rule and reign what is going on in your life in this world by the power of the mighty Spirit of the living God. God has met our needs through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has healed our bodies. Notice, he has healed our bodies. Well, let's just read our foundational scripture here coming from Isaiah 53:4-5. Hallelujah, verse 4-5. Glory to God. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's read it also in the Amplified Bible. It says, surely he has borne our grief, sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses. That also includes abnormalities and anything else that Satan will put on our bodies, and carried our sorrows and pain. Jesus carried the pain. So if you're having pain in your body, tell it to stop it and get out of your body, because Jesus carried them. You don't have to carry pain. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus carried sickness. It doesn't matter what name the doctor puts on it. It doesn't matter how rare it is. It doesn't matter how prevalent it is. Jesus took all sicknesses. He took all diseases upon his body so that you can live free from it. If Jesus took it, if Jesus redeemed us, and the word of God says he redeemed us from the curse, we know that sickness and disease came into the world because of the fall of Adam. That's when the curse came in to the physical bodies and to this earth itself. It's cursed. But, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much. After Adam fell, of course, as time passed, then Moses came on the scene with the law. That was one means of yearly people being atoned for their sins so that they won't die with sickness and disease. But that was not a permanent atonement. Oh, glory to God. But God sent, actually God poured himself into an earthen vessel called Jesus. Hallelujah. So that he could come in and see about his children. Hallelujah. And whoever would receive this sacrifice, glory to God. Whoever would make Jesus their Lord and Savior, glory to God. Then you are in the position to walk in the divine health of God. Because he sent his word and he healed. This is a past tense thing. Jesus redeemed us with an E-D on the end. That's past tense. We're from the curse. Hallelujah. There is curse in the earth until Satan is put away in the pit. But because we received that perfect sacrifice as our Lord and Savior, then we have the means for living free of the sickness and of the disease and of all those things that has come because of the curse. Jesus said when he hung on that cross before they buried him, it is finished. In other words, it was done. You are restored when you receive Jesus back to the Father. Restored, glory to God, to this abundant life. Jesus said in John 10:10 that the thief who is the enemy, who is Satan, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Sickness and disease, abnormalities, infirmities will destroy you if you don't take authority over them. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So let's choose to walk in this abundant life. Let's choose to receive that Jesus has purchased for us already. Let's reverence and recognize that what Jesus did is done now. It's ours now. But by faith, we have to reach in to bring it into the natural, because there is an enemy that wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If he thinks that you don't know that you are healed, then he's going to put symptoms on you to make you think that you are sick. He's going to send that doctor to tell you that, you know, you don't have lung, to tell you that you got to live with something the rest of your life. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a lying vanity. And you have to know, Jesus healed me. I'm not going to have that. No, Jesus healed my children. No, we're not going to have that. You understand? Jesus healed my wife or my husband, whatever the case may be. If you are a woman, your husband. If you're a man, your wife. That's the way God sees it. And so that's the way it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you have to take authority. He said, I have given you authority over the enemy. Over in Genesis 1, God gave Adam and Eve dominion over the earth. In other words, you have dominion over your space. Whatever pertains to you, dominion. When you receive Jesus as your Lord, you need to rise on up and take that dominion because it's been given to you. You need to rise on up to that life, that kind of life that is in Christ Jesus. And that kind of life makes you free from the attacks of the enemy. He will knock on your door, but you must know to say, no, you're not coming in my house. You're not coming in my body. You're not coming in my children's body in the name of Jesus, because I have been redeemed. I have. See, when Jesus redeemed us, when God through his son Jesus redeemed us from the curse, then that took care of every situation, every circumstance that might confront you in life. In fact, over in Peter he says, I have given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. Well, divine health pertains to life and godliness. sickness and disease and abnormalities pertaining to the curse. God didn't give you that. He don't want you to have that. He's already paid the price for you to live free from that. So don't accept abnormalities. Don't accept sickness and disease. Accept what God has placed in life, in your body, and that's divine health. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I want you to begin to look the word of God as being final, as being, you know, past tense, because it is past tense. You are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and Satan is trying to take, steal your life through sickness and disease. He's trying to steal your health. See, you have divine health. Jesus purchased that with his shed blood. So you have to understand, I'm not the sick trying to get healing. I am the healed, and I'm resisting the devil who is trying to put sickness and disease on my body. Say no to diabetes. Say no to hypertension. No and no and no. Say no to poor circulation. Say no to heart problems. Say no to kidney problems. My body is healed. Jesus redeemed me from sickness and disease. So I speak to my body. Body, you are the healed of the Lord. You speak to every cell, every tissue, every organ of your body, and say, line up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 103, 1 through 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. So, body, bless the Lord. You bless the Lord. You bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Well, what benefits are you going to not forget? You're not going to forget that you are healed. You're not going to forget that you have abundance. You're not going to forget that. No, Satan, I'm the healer, and you cannot steal my healing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 3 says, who will give us all thine iniquities, and who healeth all, A-W-L-L, of thy diseases. Jesus healed all of our diseases. Who healeth all? He did it. He did it. God sent his word, and he completed the work. God sent his word, and he redeemed us from sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who redeems our life from destruction. Our life is redeemed from destruction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the word of the living God. We cannot let this word go. Hallelujah. He redeems our life from destruction. Are you born again? Are you a child of the Most High God? You have been redeemed. You have been redeemed. Glory to God. Glory to God. We've got to begin to look at the word of God as past tense. It's done. It's done. And I'm not going to let anybody steal anything from me. We already went through Hebrews 11:1. Saying that faith is the substance of the things we hope for, being the evidence of the things we do not see. So faith in what God has already said. He says, I have redeemed you. Faith in that it is done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Faith is taken now. Right now, I am healed. I'm healed. I was healed over 2,000 years ago when Jesus took all sickness and all diseases upon him. So, therefore, I live free in the name of Jesus. I call my body healed. I call my body restored. Every cell, every tissue, every organ of my body honors God and functions in the divine health of God. Every cell, every tissue, every organ of my children and my children's body functions in the perfection of God. We are healed. We are restored. Glory to God. Glory to God. It says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who heals all of thy diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed lies the evil. There is a natural part. We do have to feed our natural bodies, and there are foods that are good for our bodies, that provide vitamins and nutrients that our bodies, that's necessary for our bodies to function normally. And so we do want to eat good food, whole food. We want to steer clear of so many of the fast or not whole foods. We want to eat whole foods, foods that will provide nutrients for our bodies. Now, just like we have to feed our physical bodies good food, wholesome food, we have to feed our spiritual man, our spirit, with the word of God. The Bible says we're to renew our minds day by day. Hallelujah. Let's just look at Romans 12. That's a very powerful scripture here. Romans 12, 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Renewing our mind day by day, every day with the word of God, putting in the word of God in our bodies, reading the word of God, meditating the word of God, declaring the word of God over our bodies. We're feeding our spirit man. We're putting into our spirit nutrients that, see, we actually live from the spirit out, not from the outside in. And because we are spirit beings, we are speaking spirits, and we have a body. We live in a body. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in our body. Our solical realm comprises our mind, our will, and our emotions. Glory to God, and our intellect. This is the arena where Satan tries to put thoughts and speak to us, but we have to reject him. We have to cast down every imagination and every thought that that rises up against the word of God. Anything that's not good is not God, and we want to reject it with all of our might. Hallelujah. Let's read that same verse in the Amplified. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world or this age with the things that go on. Don't change. Don't do things like the world. Do things like the Bible says." It says, "Fashion after and adapt it to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude." See, when you're born again, Romans 8 talks about life in the spirit. When you're born again, we're going to live from our spirit. Our spirit man, we want to make the head. And our mind, will, and emotions submit to the spirit. And our body following suit, you see. And so it says here, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude. It's actually, when you're born again and you renew your mind, you walk in the things of God, you are developing a lifestyle that's different from the world, a lifestyle that is in Christ Jesus, operating according to the word of God, according to the instructions of the Spirit of God, who takes from the Father and gives it unto us. We're walking in a new life. It's a new life in Christ Jesus, different from the world. People will be able to see that we're different from the world, that we don't do things the world's way. We do things God's way. The world says, borrow, 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 get in debt, debt, debt. But the Bible says, don't be servant to any man. And if you're in debt, if you borrow, you are submitting yourself to to that man, that company. So I mean, you know, if you borrow, don't condemnation, but you endeavor to get out of debt. Hallelujah, because God should be our source for everything. We all have been there. I believe I received my freedom from debt in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And that God supplies my needs so that I don't ever have to go back into debt. Hallelujah. That I have abundance and there is no lack in my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are to we're to be changed by the entire renewal of our mind. That it's new ideas and it's new attitudes, so that you and I may prove renewing our mind with the Word of God will it cause us to prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is the will of God for us to have more than enough. Why can I say that? Jesus said, you know, thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God has provided abundance for us. Jesus became poor so that we might be made rich. That's the word of the living God. Jesus came that we might have life, free of sickness, free of disease, free of abnormalities, that we could live the good life. Hallelujah. The Bible says over in Ephesians 2 and 10, Amplified Version, he has prepared paths for us to walk into the good life, good life, good life. Not bad life, not barely getting a long life, but a good life, abundant life. That's what Jesus said, and that's what God has given us. Hallelujah. And so we're going to reject anything else. We're going to say, Satan, take your hands off of my children. Take your hands off of my life. Take your hands off of my money. Take your hands off of whatever he's trying to, my body. Take your hands off. You are illegal. You're trespassing. I don't belong to you. I belong to God. See, we have been purchased with a price, and that price is the shed blood of Jesus. And so we're to walk in that. Hallelujah. I decree and declare I walk in that completed work of Jesus. Hallelujah. So it says here, hallelujah, that we can prove for ourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This word of God, Old and New Testament, is the word of God. And that's the will of God for our lives. Abundance is God's will for us. Free of sickness and disease is God's will for us. I mean, God is not schizophrenic. He sent Jesus to heal and deliver us from destruction. So he's not going to put sickness on us. He's not trying to teach us anything like some people have taught. Error, error, error. That's error. God put health on us. He redeemed us from sickness and disease. If you redeem from something, you are redeemed to something. If you are taken away from the curse, you are taken to the blessings of God. And you can find those blessings listed in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, because that covers almost, well, every area of our lives. We are blessed going in and blessed coming out, and in every area of our lives, whatever we put our hands to does prosper. Our bodies are here. Our children are here. I mean, God loves us. He loves us. I mean, he poured himself in an earthen vessel to come and die for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Paying the price for us, his precious blood, his blood that sprinkled on the mercy seat that is crying out, mercy, 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 every day. Our mercies are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. I get so excited when I read this, and I haven't even finished reading the verse yet, but let's read it again. We're transformed, hallelujah, we're changed by the entire renewal of our mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even, listen, he gets personal here. Even the thing, what's that thing that you believe God for? Even that thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you and me. See, he makes it personal. Whatever that is that needs to be changed in in your life or in your body. God, you renew your mind with this word on healing. Healing has to come. I say this many times. If you take enough of this word long enough, it will heal you. It will heal. The word was sent to heal and to deliver you. It will heal you and will deliver you from destruction. Hallelujah. That's what God said. He says that in Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered. Past tense. Get this. It's past. It's done. It's a done deal already. And delivered them from their destruction. What is it that the enemy is trying to steal from you? What is it that he has stolen? See, the Bible says if you catch a thief, he has to restore sevenfold. Whatever he has stolen from you, he has to restore sevenfold. He has to give you, listen, you have to go, if he stole something, you go to the counter and say, give me back my stuff. You have to rise up and say, turn loose my money. You have to rise up and say, turn loose my house. Turn loose my car. Turn loose my children. No, you can't have none of that. See, the fruit of my womb is blessed. Hallelujah. See, blessed going in and coming out. Blessed means well and health. Blessed means abundantly supplied. My children are blessed going in and coming out. You have to rise up and say, I plead the blood over my children. They will not have sickness and disease. No, just because it's getting cooler now, don't be saying, oh, well, this is cold season. No, it's healed season. Hallelujah. Change what you're saying, because the Bible does say you have what you say. Stop saying things that are against God's word. Let's speak what God has to say. He says you're healed. He said, I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from destruction. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And then so this is, meditate on Romans 12:2. Just meditate on that. Look at that in a different version, because it's powerful. It's powerful. God cares about me, and he cares about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is your word, your word, your word. So let's look at this new life in Christ Jesus. We want to look at Romans 8 and read down the ways. This is our Bible reading for today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, and I'm reading Amplified, no adjudging guilty of wrong. See, when Adam fell, he was disconnected from God. And the moment he disobeyed God, the moment he bit into that fruit, the moment he bit into that fruit, he died instantly. Oh, have mercy, Lord. God had mercy, and he immediately spoke into existence the coming of Jesus. Hallelujah. He prophesied. Hallelujah. He spoke it. Hallelujah. And, you know, God's word will never return void. It will never. Let's read. Therefore, there is now no condemnation nor judging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Now, I'm going to just pause right here, because the first point, the first place of our walking free of whatever the attack of the enemy, sickness and disease, or whatever it is to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And I'm going to just pause right here and say, if those of you who are listening, if you've never made Jesus your Lord and Savior, and you want this relationship, kind of relationship that I am talking about now, that will allow you to walk free of sickness and disease and the curse that is in the earth. We see all this ugliness going on, but this allows you to walk free. If you want Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you want that opportunity to walk free, then repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and was raised from the dead that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I turn from my past and I turn to you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Hallelujah. If you pray that prayer, you're saved. And I always say, now the next step is to be filled with the power of God so that you can go forth witnessing for Jesus. Just like Jesus told his disciples before he went to heaven, he said, I want you to go to the upper room and stay. Don't go out trying to minister to anything else because I'm going to the Father. But you go and stay there until I send the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to indwell you that you might be bold and be witnesses of mine. And so when Jesus went to be seated at the right hand of the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit of the living God to be our helper, to be our counselor, to be our one called alongside to help. Hallelujah. In every situation, in every circumstance. And they were filled, the Bible says in Acts 2:4, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them to utterance. So say, Father, in the name of Jesus, if you are saved and you pray that first prayer with me, then you are eligible now to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit with the power of God. And so say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to fill me to overflowing with your mighty Spirit. And I do believe by faith that I will speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. You will not sound like me, but you will have the sound that the Spirit of God gives you. Your prayer language, that's your prayer language. You can start and stop at any time. And listen, the Bible says praying in the Spirit helps your infirmities. The Bible says praying in the Spirit builds you up in your most holy faith. So let's pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit a lot. Paul says, I pray more in the Spirit more than ye all. And see, Paul lived a powerful life for God. After he was saved, he went on to write 3/4 of the New Testament, they tell me. And so let's do exploits for God. Let's go out and be witnesses at our workplace. Let's walk in our healing. People take a cold every year, say, no, I don't do that. I take healing. Healing belongs to me. It's mine. And so I decree and declare, I am the healed. Hallelujah. So then let's read on. We're in Romans 8, and we're walking through that. We paused just to be sure that those who wanted to be saved could be saved, because that's the place to be. Hallelujah. So again, therefore, there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty or wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being. See, this life in Christ has a different law. It's a kingdom law, and it's free of sickness and disease. The law of the new spirit has freed me from the law of sin and death. The law that Moses presented to the people, which did not completely save them. It was an atonement, and they had to go back every year. But this salvation in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, is a law of the new life. It's a new life in Christ, a new life where we walk free of the attacks of the enemy, hallelujah. We have been free, hallelujah. This law has freed me from the law of sin and death. We are redeemed from the curse, hallelujah. We are free We are redeemed from the curse. Satan is going to try to put curse on you, but you have to rise up and say, no, I am free of the curse. My household is free of the curse. My children and my grandchildren are free from the curse. Hallelujah. For God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh, the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit. Sending his own son in the guise or the disguise of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. God himself condemned sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. Through the completed work of Jesus. Glory to God. He subdued. He overcame. He deprived sin and the effects of sin. Hallelujah. From harming us. He deprived it of its power over all who accept the sacrifice. See, to accept the sacrifice is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. To accept the redemption that he purchased for us. Redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13-14 says, curses everyone that hangeth upon the tree, that the blessings of God, I'm going to just read it here, King James, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. See, we just prayed for you to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We prayed first for you to be saved, and the Spirit of God came at that time in you. He buried your old man and put a new spirit in you, and then we asked him to fill you to overflowing with the power of God, with the mighty Spirit of God, so that you can be that witness for God. Hallelujah. So you can walk in this power, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it says that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. 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 I love this. You know, it's true. The word of God is true. And we have to just receive this. God condemns sin in the flesh. Listen, if he condemns sin in the flesh, he condemns sickness in the flesh. He condemns abnormalities. God condemned it. Hallelujah. It has no place in you. Hallelujah. You have to rise up to this new life. It's a new life, a new way of behaving. No, you don't take a cold every year. I was in class teaching a class to some nurses this week, and a lady sneezed, and she said, oh, it seems like I'm taking a cold. I said, don't take it. You know, don't take it. See, the enemy has converted our language so that we speak death on ourselves. No, I'm taking healing. If you sneeze, I'm taking the healing. If you sneeze, I'm blessed and highly favored of God. I am taking healing. Healing is mine. I'm taking back what the devil is trying to steal. I'm not giving up my divine health. See, you got to know it's yours now. It's yours now, right now, right now. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what it looks like or feels like. You are the healed. And you need to say, I am the healed. And whatever appears in my body now can stay. It's going now because I am the healed. You're pushing that sickness out by your declaring what God has said in the face of what you might see, hear, or feel. You have to lift your voice and yell it. I am the healed of the Lord. I am the blessed of the Lord. I have abundance and there is no lack in my life. You have to raise your voice and say it like you know it's true. Hallelujah. See, Abraham was almost 100 years old when God told him that he and Sarah was going to have a child. Sarah was old too. She never had a child. But they declared what God said about it. They declared it. They said they went about because Abraham means I'm the father of many nations. Sarah means the mother of many nations. His name was at first Abram, and hers was Sarai, but God changed their name because they needed to say it. And just like you need to say what God said about you. He said, I sent my word and healed you. So you need to say, God sent his word and he healed me. So therefore, I am healed. It's a past tense. I'm healed already. So you take your package and go somewhere else, Satan. I will not receive it. I do not receive evil reports. Glory to God. I receive the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord says, you have been redeemed. Have been. You have been. It's past tense. So if you are redeemed, if you have been redeemed, you are redeemed now. Hallelujah. From the curse. Glory to God. Glory to God. From sickness and disease. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what kind of name it has on it. You are redeemed. Glory to God. Jesus took it. Hallelujah. So therefore, don't you take it. You reject it. You resist it. The Bible says, submit to God's word, resist the enemy, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's a good thing to give thanks and praise unto the Lord. It's a good thing to exalt his word above all else. Hallelujah. 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 And going down to verse 11, you know, we talked and we prayed the prayer to receive the Spirit. We prayed the prayer for salvation, and the Spirit of God came in us. He buried the old man and placed a new spirit in you. And so you have a new spirit. Hallelujah. And then we ask God to fill us with his power. Hallelujah. But verse 11, still in Romans 8, says, and I'm reading, I'll read both King James and then Amplified. Verse 11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, see, the spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. The Amplified says it like this, and if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore. Can you say that with me? He restores, hallelujah, to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies. Yes, hallelujah, glory to God, until Jesus comes back because of the fall. See, man was never made to die. He was made to live. But because of the curse, see, our bodies, though our spirit is redeemed if you receive Jesus, our bodies have been redeemed, but we need to live from our spirit so our spirit man can send life. And that's what it's saying here. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if you're born again, dwells on the inside of you. And he restores to life your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. So you need to just sit there in your chair or lay there in your bed and say, Father, I thank you that the spirit of the living God is in me. He is the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And he quickens. He makes alive. He restores my mortal body. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that right now the very life force of God is flowing through my physical body. Oh, God, I receive strength from you. I'm drawing strength from you. I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong. See, if you lay there or sit there and do that, ooh, as I even am I saying this now, my body, ooh, is being quickened. My body is being restored. You can't do that and just lay back in God's arms or sit there in God's arms. You can't do that and not sense the Spirit of God just flowing through your body, flowing through your body, flowing through your body. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. It's the word of the living God. It is the word of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read one more scripture, which I call our foundation. Two more scriptures. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You were healed. Were healed is past tense. So you were, if you were, you are. If you were, you are. See, you were healed. Hallelujah, by the stripes of Jesus. And then I want to read Proverbs here, 4 and 5. Proverbs. Just move. Chapter 4, verse 20 through 27. Because these are some instructions that have been given to us to receive and maintain our healing. My son, attend unto my words. See, God sent the word to heal you. He said, attend unto my words. Incline thine ear unto thy saying, to my saying. Attend to the word of God. If you have been challenged with a sickness and disease, find all the scriptures that talk about sickness and disease. In fact, I cut and paste a bunch of scriptures that speak to the divine health of God, that speak to God healing us. And this is one of them, one passage. He says, my son, attend unto my words, son or daughter, whoever you are. Incline thine ear to my saying. Listen to it. Speak it. Declare it. Let them not depart from thine eyes. You got to look at it. Read the word of God. Read it over and over. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. How do you get it in your heart? By saying it. By speaking it forth. By lift your voice loudly and say, by Jesus Christ I am healed. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and say it like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But they are alive unto those that find them, and help to all their flesh. Hallelujah. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it all the issues of life. Keep your heart. See, guard your heart. See what you put in it. Hallelujah. Put the word of God in it. Don't put somebody else said in it. Put the word of God in your heart. Hallelujah. By declaring what God has said, you are putting it in your heart. Keep saying, keep saying. You're going to have what you say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put away from thee a froward mouth, a mouth that speaks against what God's word says. And perverse lips put far from thee. A mouth and lips that are perverted, that's froward, they speak against what God says. The opposite of what God says, they say it. And so you don't want to say it. You don't want to have perverse lips. You don't want to have a mouth that's not a forward mouth speaking against God. No. Put far from thee, is what it says. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. To the word of God is what it means. Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Speaking against God is evil. Allowing the enemy to put sickness and disease on you is evil, because it doesn't belong to you. Hallelujah. God has made the means. He has made the means for you to live free from sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't this good news? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Well, God sent his word and he healed you. Receive that. Father, we just thank you for this word that we've heard today as we come to the end here. Your word has been spoken many, many years ago over our lives. Jesus redeemed us, past tense, from the curse. And so, Father, we receive your word as so manifested in our physical bodies and in every area of our life. We thank you, Lord God, for the helper, the Holy Spirit that you have sent as our helper. And we submit, God, I submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit to help me. Father, your word says you are the author and the finisher of my faith. I yield as a vessel unto your service. God, we thank you for manifesting your word in our lives. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Well, we come to the end. If you have questions, you may feel free to call. If you want prayer, you may feel free to call. I hope that you will take this word that you have heard and allow the word of God to live big in your life. And until next time, be blessed. Have a great weekend.